From the Transcona Skids to the West End Punks, this is CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You're listening to Sister Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM, bringing the issues of youth in and from care, from their lives to your mind.
Hello and welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM. This is the program System Kids, brought to you by Voices, Manitoba's Youth in Care Network. My name is Mary, I am the Outreach Coordinator here at Voices, and I am joined today with Maiva, our Social Work Practicum student, and our manager, Aaron. We're going to go into our icebreaker, and the question today is, what is something you like to do to de-stress?
Well, my favorite thing to do to de-stress is crochet. Like, I love to crochet I just love to crochet in general, but I do find it's really good to work on even a larger project. That's what I really like to do. I work on, like, blankets and stuff that takes me a little bit longer to make, because I just get into that groove and it helps to relax me.
And Erin really showed us her love for crocheting by making the entire office Christmas scarves. And they were absolutely gorgeous.
They were.
And it was just such a nice gift. So thank you, Erin.
Oh, you're most welcome.
And it was a very nice display of your crochet skills. What about you, Maiva? What's your favorite way to de-stress?
I'd say two main ways. I like going on, like, little drives and then just singing. I really like singing. I don't know why, but that really de-stresses me, I've noticed. And the other thing would be playing video games. I love video games, and I realize with both of those things that I don't realize till, like, later that it's something that helps me de-stress. Like, I don't think about it in the moment, like, oh, I need to do this to de-stress. I just do it, and then I'm like, oh, wow. That was really calming. Yeah.
Like, I feel better.
Yeah, exactly. And I just kind of forget about everything else going on. I'm very, like, locked in, so.
I find it's important to have those things where we can kind of just, like, turn our brains off of the real world for a little bit. And video games are such a nice escape, I find, to do that as well. I would say hot showers, like, where you're sitting down in the shower kind of showers. And just the warmth and the coziness. And there's something, too, about just, like, the thoughts that kind of happen when you're in the shower, I find to be really helpful and a really important way for me to de-stress, as well as going to the gym. Exercise has been great, a great pursuit to try to get fit, but the best benefit I've noticed is the mental clarity that comes with it and the ability to just organize my thoughts and have a release of tension.
Well, going off of what you said about the showers, Mary, I would have to agree. That's really something that I really enjoy as well. But I kick it up a bit of a notch and I get nice smelling soap and, like, nice smelling shampoo. Like, and I treat myself just because, you know what? Like, that commercial says, like, what is it? I'm worth it. Right? But I find the really nice smelling soap, like, from a, you know, like, goat's milk soap and different things like that. It just gives it just a little extra special, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, those sensations matter so much, like what we're smelling, the temperature, even the noises. Like, if there's music, that can either elevate us or calm us down. So I agree. Even, like, lighting a candle sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Candles
in the bathroom
great.
Is nice. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing, guys. Those are some good ideas that, I mean, I'd love to learn how to crochet. And
okay, well, we're going to have to get together. I'll bring in some supplies and we'll sit on our comfy couch and I'll give you a tutorial.
Amazing. It's always good to add more skills in our ways to de-stress. So that's going to take us into our Voices updates. And right now, our only update is our Christmas party. It's very exciting. It's going to be a wonderful event. It is on Christmas Day. And it is for children and youth in and from care to come together and celebrate Christmas together. There'll be presents, there'll be Santa, and there'll be a lot of good food. Our registration is going to close on December 19th, So if you could RSVP to daniel@voices.mb.ca before the 19th, if you were interested in joining. And we also just want to mention that our office will be closed from the 26th to January 2nd. That doesn't mean that we will not be answering messages or emails. We're just going to be out of office during that time. And in preparation for Christmas, the Voices team is going to be quite busy running in and out of the office. So if you're trying to get a hold of us, just give us a call, send us an email, and we're going to get back to you as soon as possible. You can find us on the third floor of 61 Juno Street. Our number is 204-982-4956. You can send us an email at ask@voices.mb.ca, or you can find us on social media at voices, MYICN. That's going to take us into our rights highlight. Maiva, what do you have for us today?
Okay, so thank you, Mary. So on our rights highlight, we're going to be doing a summary of Article 27 from the UN Conventions on the Rights of a Child. So states must ensure every child has an adequate standard of living for their physical, mental, spiritual, moral, and social development. Parents or guardians hold the primary responsibility to provide these living conditions within their means. Government should support them when needed, including offering material help like nutrition, clothing, and housing programs. States must also take steps to secure financial support for the child from parents or others responsible, even across borders, by using international agreements or other suitable arrangements. So why did we choose this right, and why is it important for youth in care? I find that this right is really important for youth because it is important for them to know that it is not okay on a moral standpoint, but also on a rights standpoint. Not having these standards met is not right, and no youth should live without these standards. That is where advocates in the government come in to ensure that these standards are being met.
Thanks for that, Maiva. I mean, really, this goes to show that raising a child needs to come from all over, like the physical, mental, spiritual, moral, and social development. I mean, these are all so very important in a child's mm-hmm. development, and having these rights listed brings it to the top of mind that we all need to do our part to ensure that the child is, you know, receiving the best care possible.
Thanks so much for sharing, guys. We're going to go into our first song break of the show. I have When You Miss Someone by William Prince.
Is the moon shining bright where you are? Is it even shining at all? Running like a white line down the middle of some old memory. Does the evening unfold in waves? The desire to be nowhere but to go out and rage, like a time when it was more than just some old memory. When you miss someone, tears you apart and then some. When you miss someone, someone you love. Is the silence quiet or loud? A lifetime of questions, lost and profound, professing to a silhouette of trees on the ground here in front of me. When you miss someone, tears you apart and then some. When you miss someone, someone you love. Now it's here in your absence, my mind doing backflips, reserve tank running on E. Intergalactic into the stead, searching for a memory. When you miss someone, oh, when you miss someone. Thank you. when you miss someone. Tears you apart and then some. When you miss someone, someone you love. When you miss someone, someone you love. When you miss someone, someone you love. When you miss someone, someone you love.
Hello and welcome back to System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM. It is time for our community connection. I think we have a very special one today. Hey, Erin?
Well, today we're actually going to be talking about us. We are the Voices Manitoba Youth and Care Network. We're located at 61 Juno. Our phone number is 204-982-4956. Email is ask@voices.mb.ca. And of course, you can see us on social media at Voices MYICN. So Voices Manitoba Youth and Care Network is a youth and care network that provides resources, services, food, and just a hangout spot in general for youth in and from care. We will provide help building a resume, helping with EIA applications, job applications, school applications, all kinds of applications, budgeting and community organizations, and we offer peer support. We also provide workshops and our radio show System Kids on a variety of different topics such as mental health and wellness, advocacy, and human rights. The main programs that we offer are Empower You, which is a workshop where we discuss topics that youth in and from care have dealt and struggled with to create a discussion and empower them. Food is also provided at our programming. We also offer a leadership program, which is similar to Empower You, but we develop ideas and engage youth to come up with the things that they would like to change in our society through discussion and brainstorming. We also host our yearly Christmas party on Christmas Day. We run different programs all throughout the year, like coming up in, I believe it's March, we're going to have our Earl Cook Classic. That's the hockey game for youth in and from care against the supports. But we offer all kinds of different programming all throughout the year. But our ideas come from the youth that we support. So it's all part of being a connection to one another.
And the real beauty of a youth network is that it is a safe space for youth in and from care to come and gather, whether you need support or guidance, a place to have your voice heard, and a place to belong. Voices doors are always open. And we can think of a network like a family of choice, where we're here to empower each other to develop to our best potential. So if you or someone you know might benefit from the support of Voices, please don't hesitate to reach out. That's going to take us into our child welfare in the news segment. And just a brief trigger warning that this article does contain some graphic material, so listening is advised. This article is from CBC News. It was posted November 17th, 2025, and it is titled, "Mom Fell Through the Cracks Before Killing Son, Judge Says in Finding Her Not Criminally Responsible." A Manitoba woman who tried to get help for days before stabbing her infant son to death while in psychosis last year has been found not criminally responsible in the boy's death. The woman, who can't be identified along with her son because of a publication ban, was charged with second-degree murder after her son was found dead in a home run by child welfare authorities in Wasagamac First Nation in February 2024. Court heard Monday the mother of five stabbed the boy to death and later told police she believed Child and Family Services was holding her family hostage and feared they wanted to take her children from her and abuse them. She stated that her baby did not deserve that, but she wanted to put his life in God's hands in heaven. Crown attorney Alana Littman said, adding the woman, who has since been diagnosed with schizophrenia, also said that at the time, she heard God whispering, "I see you." Court heard the woman has been getting treatment and gaining insight into her diagnosis since being arrested, feels significant guilt and remorse, and has at times experienced suicidal thoughts as a result of killing her son. The days before the boy's death, staff in Wasagamac were told a bed was available for the woman at the Selkirk Mental Health Center, and a Form 4 for an involuntary psychiatric assessment was submitted to her. The facts on which the physician based their opinion were specifically noted in the form as hallucinations, psychosis, and at risk of further deterioration, which can negatively impact her children, Littman told court. Defense lawyer Callie Glosson called the case horribly tragic and questioned why, when no beds were available, the only alternative was to have the woman stay in a CFS placement given how she was presenting at the time. People around her knew something was wrong, Glosson said. Justice Innes also questioned the steps taken in the case, saying while a loss of life is always difficult, in the context of this loss there is an unexplained gap, a gap in the system where this woman fell through. The loss of her son at her hands occurred despite repeated efforts by her on a daily basis, including the day prior to the killing, to get help at the nursing station in her home community. Why wasn't there a bed for her in one of the psychiatric hospitals after a Form 4 psychiatric assessment had been ordered by a doctor? Why wasn't she transported to an emergency room, awaiting a bed in a psychiatric hospital? The woman's case will now be transferred to a review board, which will determine the next steps.
It's such a heartbreaking story to hear. There's a lot of things that could have really prevented or helped prevent this situation. And my heart goes out to the family. And also, it's really hard to acknowledge that you have or that you need help when it comes to mental health. And I think it's important to see the strength of the mother who went and asked for help daily, is what it was saying. And she really tried to get the help to avoid a situation because she knew herself and she wanted to protect her child in the end of the day. And we can see that a lot of stuff just didn't help. Like, there was no one there to help her, it seems. And it was really unfortunate that the services that could have been there weren't there for her.
Well, because what it really sounds like is that there were procedures in place, but they just weren't followed through.
Yeah.
And mental health is extremely complex, and it's not an easy thing to seek help for mm-hmm. in the first place. And as Maiba was saying, that this does show that she was doing what she believed that she needed to do to get help. And yes, it is just unfortunate that that help was not given in the way that she needed it. That's going to take us into our second song break. When we return, we're going to be talking about getting ourselves out of a rut, how to build back motivation, and how to walk through life when it gets hard. Our next song is "The Town" by Two Crows for Comfort.
Blade in the backyard, where we stood tall. Carefree and innocent, a problem so small. Whole town's dressed in their darkest and flowers in their hands. Whole room forced to silence as tears begin to dance. Your sister stands at the front, but I'm sure you can see her. I buried my brother today, I'll smile anyway. Yeah, I'll smile anyway. hotel crowd today. The hotel crowd today. The hotel crowd today.
To the second half of System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM. Today I want to talk about something that every single person has experienced, even if we don't always want to admit it. A rut. That feeling where life suddenly feels smaller and heavier. When we wake up and our first thought might be, didn't I just do this? When we feel like we're technically fine, but none of it feels meaningful. A rut isn't quite a breakdown, and it's not a crisis. It's kind of like life's way of putting up a big neon sign and saying, hey, something needs to change. And today I want to talk about how to get out of that place. And I'm going to draw from some philosophy, modern psychology, and a few people who have made entire careers out of helping humans get unstuck. Plato, Socrates, Mark Manson, and Tony Robbins. So let's start with Socrates. Socrates had this simple belief that the unexamined life is not worth living. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm in a rut, the last thing I want to do is examine anything. I want to scroll TikTok, I want to reorganize my fridge, and I want to have a deep, meaningful nap. But Socrates says, stop avoiding, Start asking. Ask better questions. So when you're in a rut, instead of asking, why is my life such a mess, you could try asking, what exactly is weighing on me right now? What part of my life feels out of alignment? What am I doing every day that drains me? And what am I avoiding because it scares me? A rut isn't a lack of motivation, it's usually just a lack of clarity. And clarity only can come from being brutally honest with ourselves. And not being mean or judgmental, but just being honest. Socrates would want us all to sit down, to grab a metaphorical flashlight, and actually look at our thoughts instead of running away from them, because we can't fix what we refuse to face. Now, Socrates taught Plato, and Plato gave us one of the most powerful metaphors for being stuck, and that's the allegory of the cave. In the cave, people are chained facing a wall. They see shadows on the wall and think that the shadows are reality. And when we're in a rut, that's kind of what happens, because we start believing that the shadows our mind is projecting is real. We might think thoughts like, this is just who I am now, or nothing ever changes, or I'm not talented enough, or I already missed my chance. And those thoughts feel true. They feel like facts, but really they're just shadows. And Plato's message is this. You are not your rut. You're just sitting in a dark room, convincing yourself the shadows are your ceiling. And getting out means challenging those assumptions. It means questioning the beliefs that are holding us in place. It means saying, maybe this isn't the whole truth. Maybe there's more outside the cave. And stepping out of the cave is uncomfortable, because at first it's kind of too bright, and it's unfamiliar, or it's too open. But that discomfort is the first sign that you're moving forward. Next, let's talk about Mark Manson. He is the author of a few incredible books, and he has a wonderfully blunt message. And that is that you are responsible for your life, even when it's not your fault. And before anyone gets uncomfortable, let me clarify what he means. Responsibility is not blame. Responsibility is not shame. And responsibility is not self-punishment. Responsibility is actually power. Because what he's really saying is that if you're waiting for inspiration, motivation, or some cosmic sign to appear and to drag you out of a rut, then you're going to be waiting for a while. But when we take responsibility, even if it's for one small action, we regain control. And you don't have to fix your whole entire life overnight. You just have to focus on the next step. Because the tiniest steps count. So even if it's taking a shower, even though we don't feel like it, even if it's going for a 10-minute walk, writing one paragraph, cleaning one corner of our room, those small actions will start to create momentum, and that momentum is going to create movement. And it's that movement that pulls us out of the quicksand. Manson's message is that progress doesn't happen once you feel better. Progress is what makes you feel better. And then there's Tony Robbins. And if Socrates was alive today, Tony Robbins would grab him, stand him up, lift his chin up, tell him to breathe, and say, state, change your state. Because Tony teaches us that the fastest way to shift your mindset is to shift your physiology. So if you think about it, when you're in a rut, your body kind of collapses. You might move slower, you might breathe shallower, your shoulders round forward, and your voice gets quieter. Your state becomes small. Tony Robbins would say, interrupt the pattern. Stand up, move your body, change your posture. Do something that shocks your nervous system out of the loop. It sounds simple, but it's actually quite powerful. Because when you move differently, you think differently. When you breathe differently, you feel differently. And when you interrupt your physical pattern, you also interrupt your mental one. Now, is it going to fix everything instantly? Probably not, but it gives you the energy to start. So before we talk about how to get out of a rut, let's address something important. Ruts are normal, you're not broken, you're not failing, and you're not behind. Ruts are often just a sign that we've outgrown something, that we're ignoring an inner need, that we're disconnected from our values, or that we're kind of living on autopilot. A rut is your mind tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, it's time to evolve. So let's put all these thinkers together into something simple and something practical. So if we start with Socrates, we want to get honest with ourselves. We want to stop running from the truth, and we want to ask the hard questions. If we take Plato, we want to challenge the shadows. We don't want to believe every thought that shows up. We want to find the limiting beliefs and question them. Mark Manson teaches us to take one small step. You don't need to take a giant leap. Not a whole life overhaul. It's one small, slightly uncomfortable action that creates that momentum. Then we have Tony Robbins. He talks about changing our state. Move your body, shift your energy, and start a new physiological pattern. And that's it. It's simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. So if there's only one message you take away today, a rut is not your dead end. It's just a signal. It's your brain saying, I'm tired of this version of life. Something inside you wants to grow. Something inside you wants to evolve. And something inside of you is asking for more. And the best part is you don't have to transform your whole life today. You just need to move in a direction, any direction, even slightly. Because small steps create momentum, momentum creates confidence, and confidence creates breakthroughs. And breakthroughs create new lives. So if you are in a rut right now, or when the next one inevitably shows up, remember to ask the real questions, don't trust the shadows, own the next step, and change your state. And above all, you are not stuck. You are just being nudged towards your next chapter. And that is a wrap for our show today. Thank you all for tuning in to local radio. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your evenings, and we will be back at the same time next week.
Do you hear it? Started like a hum. Heard it when you were young. Sounded like thunder on the horizon. What could you do? You knew what you wanted and it wanted you. It's time. The fever's here and rising. Hey now, no beat on the drums. They're only gonna keep you down. Let loose, nothing to lose. Listen.
like a hum.
Baby,
and shame, well, I done got over it. Hey, I done got over it. Satisfied, well, I done got over it. Hey, I done got over it. You know, I done got over it. I done got over it at last. I was miserable, even though my love was in vain. Every time I turned my back, you were out with some other man. Well, I done got over it. Yeah, I done got over it.
Thank you. your soul. Thank you. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener-driven radio.
Support for CKUW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli. Located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
Do you enjoy supporting young local artists? Is it your jam to watch free music and videos in your community? Please come on down to the Park Theatre on December 17th at 6 p.m. to see Just TV's annual showcase. Come and check out what this year's youth have been working on. Enjoy music videos, solo artists, and live bands. Take a break from holiday shopping. Come on down to the Park Theatre at 698 Osborne on December 17th to see our showcase. Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 6:30. Come support the youth on this very special day. It's free admission. What do you got to lose? See you there.
Tune into On My Way Home, broadcast on CKUW 95.9 FM on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Hosted by your host with the most, Justin Fuhr, On My Way Home is a show exploring music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's a drive-home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Self-pity.